Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we're rounding up some feedback from What If and Shang-Chi. A little bit of feedback, a little bit of chatting, all that right off this ad we have no control over. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Ashley Coffin.
And once again, we are down one Jeff. One Jeffrey cannot make it this fine evening, so we are going to take on some feedback.
Sans jefe.
Sans jefe, that's right. So, let's get right into like I said at the intro, we're doing a little bit of What If feedback for this week's What If, and a little bit of Shang-Chi feedback, kind of getting the content stuff out of the way, and then we have tons of trailer feedback we're going to do on the next episode. So, just like so much news and trailers and goodness. But I wanted to get the content stuff all in one episode since it's spoilery if you haven't seen. So we're going to start off with our What If stuff. Let's see. We have Jonathan Kim, one of our patrons, says, What If Episode 6 feedback. I enjoyed this episode merging two movies and pushing the timeline of Black Panther forward. Very good concept. But is it just me, or does it feel like Marvel keeps killing Black Panther?
Oof.
So we get numb from it, so when they show Black Panther 2, it won't hurt as much. Although, I'm pretty sure everyone will still feel it. Also, as someone in the Navy, I have to point out the cringe when they showed Killmonger in the Navy dress white uniform. They got his rank wrong. Ooh.
Ooh.
That's weird. They put a 4-star Admiral shoulder board on him instead of the lieutenant. Wow. Come on, Marvel. Get it together.
I'm with that. My grandfather was in the Navy, and he was at Pearl Harbor, and like we're very serious about the Navy stuff. And how dare they?
Man, yeah, that's rough. That's rough. This is really sad that this is the only connection I have to military, but to military ranks being mistaken. But I watch a lot of Star Trek, and they will randomly mess up the pips, the little like yellow pips that they have on their collar. Like one episode it'll be 3, and one episode it'll be 4, and people get so angry. And on a recent episode of their cartoon show, that's sort of a style of Rick and Morty. One of the guys was like, "Hey, you got a promotion?" And he's like, "Oh no. Oh no, this is just a piece of corn." And he takes it off his collar. He's like, "You'd be surprised how often there's just little pieces of corn fall on your collar." And it's like a joke about all those other times on the ships when you mess up the pips.
Real That's silly. Funny.
Real silly. So as for killing off Black Panther so we are desensitized to it. I would go with that theory. I think they're doing something with the idea of like preparing us for a Wakanda that is going to be very different than the one we left. But
did T'Challa do the voice in this episode?
He did. Yeah.
So it was before anybody knew.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is it's unlikely that they planned it this way because of that. Because unless they made drastic changes, but the way animation generally works, they don't have time.
Yeah.
So, it's unlikely, sad. But yeah, it was real sad to see him go again, but you should really check out this episode. It's got a moment, he dies kind of early in the episode, and then Killmonger later gets to visit the plane of the ancestors, you know, like from Black Panther,
And
T'Challa gets to like stand up to him in the afterlife, and it's like, oh...
I should let the listeners know. I'm so sorry I didn't see this episode. Football took over my house.
My bad.
I'm here with it.
I forgot we had said that on the podcast.
I want you to explain it. I don't want people to I want them to understand why I'm not giving any kind of feedback either. No, but go ahead. My husband's done with the show, so I have to find time to watch it on my own time. And he decided to tell me that on Sunday during football. So that's why I haven't watched it yet. This won't happen again. But yeah, like that's why I don't have any responses.
Gotcha. Well, it's all good, man. I think it's just because so much else is going on in the world of Marvel. We've only got two pieces of feedback about What If this week. So it'll be a quick check-in with What If. And the other is from Kamal Gaimun Moise on Facebook. He says, What If Episode 7 Killmonger? Wait, was it 6 or 7?
I thought it said six.
Jonathan just said six and Kamal said seven. I think it was six. He says, love the podcast, but the engineer in me has a problem. If the Stark gun is sound, all sound is vibration. Why is Black Panther affected? In fact, Black Panther should be deaf with his armor on. A headcanon. He has a Wakandan earpiece mic set up so that he can hear, but I doubt they'd make something that would recline and blow his eardrum. The man runs up on guns regularly. Way too dumb a weakness. Headcanon 2. I don't remember the train tech at the climax of the Black Panther movie that nullifies the suits. If the Stark gun happens to be the same tech, then okay, fine, I guess. That's an interesting point. Well, the thing is, he can hear. We know he can hear. So I just think that my headcanon is a little simpler, is that, like, the Black Panther suit is not fully enclosed. Like, there are slits.
Like, so he has little ear holes.
And yeah, something like that. Like, some sort, you know.
Little Black Panther ear holes.
Maybe those ears on the top aren't just for decoration. They're just actual
sonar.
You know those old school, like, Civil War era little things that look like a little vitriol or whatever. Not vitriol, but whatever. Anyway, those little, like,
I know what you mean.
What are they called?
Yeah, it makes sense. A visner.
Okay, yeah. Little visners for your ear. You know, the little cornucopia looking things that people would put on their ears. I don't know. Ear cornucopias. It's fine. Maybe that's what his cat ears are.
I like it.
So he's, like, super weak to this particular tech. So that's my headcanon, is that his suit is kind of like chainmail, where yes, there is vibranium all over his body, but also vibranium, like, we know it's not full vibranium because it moves, right? Like, it has to be vibranium weaved into some other fabrics, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I feel like Shuri would have made sure there was, like, some kind of hearing thing.
For sure, yeah. And also just, like, the fact that he can move. Like, vibranium is a hard metal, so the fact that he is as agile and as stretchy, like, they're stretched to his suit, so it's got to be able to, some sort of breathable fabric is built into that vibranium.
Yeah, agreed. Jordan's.
I love freaking headcanon and things. It's like my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. We'll make it work.
Yeah. I should start really doing that on TikTok. Just, like, write in something and let me headcanon it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Not impressive or anything, but I was like, you know, the Kessel Run. He says Han says he could do the Kessel Run in so many parsecs. And everyone was always like, it's a measure of distance, not a measure of time. And I was like, yeah. It's probably, like, a very dangerous space, and there's, like, a way to get through it that's safe, but he went through it the hard way. Like, that makes sense to me. And then they made the movie Solo, and that's exactly what it was in their version. And I was like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You fixed that parsec shit.
Yes, Star Wars.
Yes, Star Wars. sorry, I'm out of my depth. It's Star Wars.
You were doing good. It is time for the Shang-Chi feedback. Brianna Eastman says on Patreon, hey, MCU fam, just got done watching Shang-Chi. What are y'all's thoughts on his sister in the end credits? Do y'all think she's actually shutting things down? Is she one to take the rings from Shang-Chi? So many questions, but absolutely love the movie and love the cast on it. Oh, yay. Thank you.
Thank you, Brianna.
I don't think she is going to want to take them from him immediately. Because it seems like they're kind of cool, but yeah, I think she's ready to, instead of shut shit down, start shit up. Like, she looks like she's getting ready to recast the Ten Rings, as we say in the theater biz.
This time with a more diverse cast.
Yeah.
Some
female leads.
I fully agree with you. I think that's the point of that last scene. The fact that they're, like, restyling it, they're still training in there, like, they are not shutting it down. They are restarting it in under her guidance. I don't think she wants the rings themselves, but I think she wants the rings that is the organization.
Yeah, she's good with like running a business. She's a business lady. She's a career woman.
She's a business lady.
I like that. Do you have business lunches for business women?
What is that from?
Romy and Michelle.
That's it.
We're career girls.
That movie was great.
I love that so much.
All right, let's see. That Shang-Chi feedback, we got Ethan Stansel on Gmail says, "Hey, MCU cast, long-time listener, first time writing in. After watching Shang-Chi, my friends and I were discussing the Ten Rings and their potential power set and origin. I was wondering if y'all could briefly explain their power set and origin from comics. Also, I started thinking that the rings and the way they're used look very similar to the Eternals technology from trailers. Could the beacon they're sending off be meant for the Eternals, and could they have originated in some way from the Eternals? Also, could we see Shang-Chi's sister working with Val and her team?" Anyway, just
that's
thought.
That's what I want.
Yeah. That's funny. I think we had all of those conversations last week, now that I'm reading this. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just thought and was wondering what your opinions are about it. Sorry for the long email. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Ethan. I always think it's funny when people say either sorry for the long email or I'll keep this one short, because they almost always are writing about the same length. Like,
yeah, no, Ethan, this is a perfect length.
Yeah, that's a great length email. But he packed a lot in there too. I don't think either of us know the origin from comics, do we?
Well, I feel like there's not too much. I feel like it's always shrouded in mystery, as mm-hmm. they like to do with those kind of things. But yeah, I don't feel like I would have to look more into it, but I don't think that there's like an exact answer for what they are.
I'm not aware of an answer from comics.
Okay. When you give it a light goog from Marvel 616 Wiki, it says the Ten Rings are actually power sources for an alien spaceship created by Makalunas, a race of space dragons. The Mandarin originally got his hands on them by finding a crashed Makaloon ship and killing Akon Kar, who warned him against taking the rings.
Ooh. Okay.
Whoa.
That's a big whoa. Crashed alien dragons.
Kind of like Eternals, or what are those things that the Eternals are fighting?
The Deviants, yeah.
The Deviants.
I mean, I suppose it could be. I doubt they're going to go the alien dragon route. I have a feeling they're going to tie it into Eternals, just like Ethan said here.
Oh, God, it's alien dragons.
Oh, me too. I would be down with alien dragons.
I never knew I wanted alien dragons until I heard that said. I've never even heard that before.
Me neither. Well, the thing, like, they keep talking about in Eternals, what they call it, the Awakening or something like that in the trailer. I forget exactly what they call it. But something is happening. Something's being brought forth because of the unsnapping or whatever.
Right. Kind of like those dragons in Reign of Fire when the Awakening happened, because they were.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, what if it's dragons?
What if it's just a tie-in to Reign of Fire?
Oh, my God. Oh, that movie.
That movie. Funnily enough, I watched that movie in Philly.
Really?
Weirdly, yeah. That's like, I spent a summer in Philly, and that was like one of the movies I watched while I was up there.
It's one of the very best riff track covers. Like, if you like riff tracks and Mystery Science Theater, the Reign of Fire one is like, your face is hurting by the end of it. They're hilarious.
I bet. That sounds amazing.
But one thing I would do in some kind of apocalypse like that is, like, kids that were born, I would make up stories. Like, they were telling, like, Star Wars and acting it out, and they're like, "Did you make that up?" And they're like, "You sure did." I would definitely put on children's theater for all the kids in town.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. But as for, I think you're onto something, Ethan. That's exactly what Jeff brought to us a few weeks ago, the Eternals. He thinks it's likely the Eternals. I think it makes absolute sense. And this idea of them being a power source for alien ship, I could see that. Like, maybe it's the Eternals ship.
I hope so.
Maybe when the Eternals land or whatever, we will see those rings, like, you know, descend out of the ship somehow or something. Or they'll lose their power source or something.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's so soon.
It's so freaking soon. And I didn't realize, okay, so we've been talking about what is MCU canon coming soon. Like 2 weeks, we also have Venom, which I know is like whatever, but like Venom is coming out in 2 weeks. And then like 2 weeks after, 2 or 3 weeks after that, it's like the Eternals. It's just like things that are connected and to Marvel thing after thing.
Hawkeye, I guess Hawkeye and Spider-Man are going to come out during the same time, right?
November, yeah, well, Hawkeye will be airing when
Spider-Man comes out.
Yeah, it'll be like almost over. It'll be like the fifth or sixth episode, and Spider-Man will come out.
How exciting.
Yeah, it's crazy. And we also talked about this last time, but we could totally see Shang-Chi's sister working with Val and her team.
Well, Val had that, like, Femme Force 5 team. Mm-hmm. It was just all women, and I see them putting this together pretty nicely, and I would absolutely love that, because there's nothing more I love than a team of female assassins. I love them.
Yeah, that's a good thing to watch. Empowerment, you know? Empowerment to murder.
We were just watching Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and I even like that team.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they get through the thing, and she's like, God damn it, the stoner was right.
Yeah.
Don't eat Mexican before going through a laser field.
Never. You got to listen to Jay. He's the like idiot savant of the whole series. Okay, well, that's the craziness is that's all of the Shang-Chi and what if feedback for the week.
Well, we have been covering it that's how much came in. It's been 3 weeks.
Oh, for sure.
Feedback almost. It's crazy. You guys are amazing.
I was surprised there wasn't more for this episode of What If, though, because this episode of What If was pretty interesting and different.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people absolutely love this show, but I feel like about this episode, the people who don't absolutely love this show are kind of like, we're starting to fall off.
Right.
How many more episodes are there?
4, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. This was 6, so I think it's 10 total.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that one as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to commandeer the TV.
It's really, really, I think it's one of the better ones. I think it's really cool. And it ties into a lot of different places inside the MCU. Really just two. I think it was Jonathan that said it was a cool concept. They like kind of combine two of the movies and move up the timeline on some stuff. And it's pretty
neat. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, guys, that is our What If and Shang-Chi feedback. Thanks for hanging and hanging out. If you want to win a game system, Oculus Quest, or a, what's the other thing? Nintendo Switch. Thank you. I never remember that one. We're doing a review, the Apple Podcast review contest. You just go to strandedpanda.com/contest and you can review any of the Stranded Panda podcasts listed there. There's a link to all the shows and their Apple podcasts where you can literally just go there, review them, and it enters you to win. And we're going to give away your choice of one of those things sometime in the every review we get in September counts. So thank you everybody who's already been doing it. We've got like, I don't know, like 150 reviews on, I think, just the MCU cast. And then a lot of the shows are getting reviews as well. So it's really cool.
Been great.
Thank you. Well, that is all for today. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.